الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah to send His peace and His blessings and exalt the mention of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, His companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the Day of Judgment. We continue with Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, the Sharh of Muhammad bin Uthaymeen رحمة الله عليه. And by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have made it up to Ayat Al-Kursi, and we had some sort of elaboration on the meanings of the words, where we will not merely be reciting it just because, you know, because of just knowing it. Rather, we want to interact with the meanings of the verses in the Quran. It's the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's abundant in meaning and in benefit. And the only true way where we could learn our deen and benefit from the Quran is by understanding what we are reading. Even if Arabic is not our mother tongue and we are unable to speak it, alhamdulillah, Allah facilitated means where we learn in English what the Arabic words say. Better than nothing. Of course, the Arabic is different, but better than nothing. And we were dealing actually lastly with the part where it says مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is he who will intercede with him, with Allah Azza wa Jal, except with his permission? And the Shaykh dealt with that grammatically, and we made it to the statement عِنْدَهُ أي عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, meaning with him, meaning with Allah. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Illa is what? Exception. They say La ilaha illallah. There's no God worthy worship except Allah. Illa bi'idhni, except with His permission. Ay idhnuhu lah, meaning the permission of Allah to the intercessor. Allah will allow some to intercede. And we gave some examples. Who remembers, who could remind us, what was an example of intercession That will be valid and accepted by Allah on the Day of Judgment? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the nature of one of the nature? What is one of his intercessions? What nature is it of? Does he has more than one? But the one that is that everybody in the world will appreciate. We dealt with it. We even mentioned the hadith, we mentioned the conditions, the Day of Judgment. He will intercede. Well, if it may be the wasila, it is the intercession for the judgment to begin. Remember, we said that the people will be they will be suffering on the Day of Judgment, waiting for the judgment to begin. And then they will start seeking some intercessor. And they will go to Adam, for Adam will send them to Nuh, alayhi salam, Nuh will send them to Ibrahim, Ibrahim to Musa, Musa to Isa, and Isa to Muhammad salam. Then he will take on that responsibility, and he will intercede with Allah for Allah to begin the judgment. And then upon his intercession, where he, we said he will do sujood and he will praise Allah, and he will be given the he will be allowed to intercede. He will intercede, and then the judgment will begin per the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ after how many years? After 50,000 years of fast. So that's one of his intercessions, alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, he will also intercede for the believers to enter paradise. And he will intercede for some of the disobedient Muslims to be saved from the fire. He interceded for his uncle, Abu Talib, to decrease his punishment in the hellfire, where he will be wearing a pair of shoes that will be boiling, so much so that his own brain will boil from the heat, although he's only wearing shoes of fire. That tells you how severe that fire is. And that's an intercession for him. Otherwise, he would be punished more severely than that punishment. And he will think, according to hadith, he will think that he is the most severely punished person in the hell.
and he's actually the least. So these are among the intercessions that were given strictly to the Prophet ﷺ. There are other intercessions for the shaheed, the martyr. There are intercessions for the scholars, for the believers. Believers will intercede for one another. This is a whole other discussion that is dealt with in other books and other topics, the shafa'ah, because it's part of the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And you will find that some of the groups among Muslims who deny it, and some of them who are extreme and exaggerate in the shafa'ah, so much so that they make anyone a shafi'ah. So there's limitations and conditions. We will be dealing with some. Illa bi idnihi ya idnahu lah wa hadhi tufid ithbatu shafa'ah. First, this confirms the existence of the shafa'ah. Because Allah said, who is he who will intercede with him except by his permission? So he confirmed that it will happen. لكن بشرط أن يأذن, but with the condition that Allah allows it. طيب. ووجه ذلك أنه لولا ثبوتها لكان الاستثناء في قوله إلا بإذنه لغوا لا فائدة فيه. And the reason why we understand this, he says, because had it not been made an exception, had it not been confirmed, Allah would have not made it an exception. Otherwise, the statement, except with his permission, would have been idle talk, of no benefit. So this is impossible to be attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal or the Quran. So the fact that he said, except with his permission, indicates the existence of the shafa'ah, as we all understood naturally from the verse. وَذَكَرَهَا بَعْدَ قَوْلِهِ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَذِكْرُهَا بَعْدَ قَوْلِهِ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ يُفِيدُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْمُلْكُ الَّذِي هُوَ خَاصٌ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَنَّهُ مُلْكٌ تَامُ السُّلْطَانِ. The presence of this verse or this part of the sentence after the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, to him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, is an indication that this particular sovereignty is only specific for Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is the ultimate sovereignty, yani owning and the king of all kings, you know, the ultimate sovereignty that no one has. بمعنى أنه لا أحد يستطيع أن يتصرف ولا بالشفاعة التي هي خير. No one is able to say or do anything, even regarding intercession, which is something good. Even intercession, no one has any authority to speak. وهذا من تمام ربوبيته وسلطانه عز وجل. Then this is from the perfection of the lordship of Allah عز وجل and His authority. That even, as you know, everybody knows Surah An-Naba, the end of Surah An-Naba. How does it go? Before that. Yawma. Whenever I need them, they don't come. Let's go back. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً وِفَاقًا يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا. أيوة. يوم يقوم الروح عليكم السلام والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون. On the day where the ruh, Jibreel, and the angels will rise, لا يتكلمون, none of them will speak إلا except the one whom Allah allows. وقال صواب, and he said a correct statement. No deficient intercession or negative intercession where someone will intercede for Fir'aun. Say, okay, Fir'aun, you know, he's, you know, whatever. None of that. وَقَالَ صَوَابَ, he said the truth. So this explains that even Jibreel, the angels, no one will dare to speak. No one will dare to say anything. This is showing what? The ultimate authority of Allah Jalla Jalaluh on the Day of Judgment. وَتُفِيدْ هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ أَنَّا لِلَّهِ إِذْنًا وَالْإِذْنُ فِي الْأَصْلُ الْإِعْلَامِ. And this particular statement also indicates that Allah Azza wa Jal does permit. He has a permission, and legally, or not legally, linguistically, the word إذن means إعلام, to notify, to inform. قال الله تعالى وأذان من الله ورسوله, and a call being given by Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, Surah At-Tawbah, to the kuffar, to the mushrikeen. أي إعلام من الله, meaning information, news. It is almost a form of news from Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. فمعنى بإذنه أي إعلامه بأنه راض بذلك. So the word بإذنه, with His permission, means Allah is indicating that He is pleased with that. Allah's indication that He is pleased, this is His permission. This is His permission. The Shaykh said رحمه الله وهناك شروط أخرى للشفاعة. Now, here we dealt with one condition, which is the permission of Allah. Intercession is valid with the permission of Allah. Is that the only condition? No. That's not the only condition. There are other conditions. The Shaykh said there are other conditions for intercession, not only the permission of Allah. مِنْهَا أَنْ يَكُونَ رَاضِيًا عَنِ الشَّافِعِ وَعَنِ الْمَشْفُوعِ لَهُ. Furthermore, among them is that Allah is to be pleased with the intercessor and the one whom is being interceded for. Allah has to be pleased with both the intercessor and the one, alaykum salam, who is being interceded for. So it has to be by Allah's permission. The intercessor is someone whom Allah is pleased with, which means what? A believer. And the one who is being interceded for, also Allah must be pleased with him, which means he also must be a believer. You see? Now of course, Allah may be pleased with him in a sense, and displeased with him in another. Otherwise there will be no need for intercession. If Allah was totally pleased with him, he will be going to Jannah. But the fact that he requires some intercession, meaning Allah is pleased with him because of his belief, but may be displeased with him because of some disobedience, this is where the intercession will come into place. You follow me? So then Allah must be pleased with the intercessor, must be a Muslim, a believer, and the one who is being interceded for also must be a Muslim believer. So what we're trying to say is that a kafir cannot come and intercede for a kafir, or a believer cannot come and intercede for a kafir, because Allah is not pleased with the kafir. So there's no such intercession. طيب. قال الله تعالى, pertaining to that, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. And they do not intercede except to the one whom he is pleased with. That's an evidence from the Quran. وقال يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا. On that day, the intercession will be of no benefit except the one who is allowed, has been allowed or permitted by the Most Merciful, and he, Allah is pleased with his statement. Allah is pleased with his statement. أي وهناك آية تنتظم الشروط الثلاثة. There's ayah, one ayah that actually has all three conditions. Because here we got each condition from different verse. One was in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 28. Was in Surah Taha, verse 109. And the one in Ayat Al-Kursi, which is we dealt with right now, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. These are separated. All of them, all three conditions came in one verse. In Surah Al-Najm, verse 26, Allah Jalla Jalalu says, وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. And how many angels are in the heavens who are close to Allah, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They don't disobey Allah in any command, and they do everything they are commanded to do. This is means of you getting Allah to accept your dua, right? I mean, imagine if you were of this nature, Allah will accept your supplication, right? You're righteous. So the angels are at the highest degree in a sense, because they don't disobey Allah. Yet, Allah says, how many angels in the heavens, their intercession will benefit, will be of no benefit. Huh? Nothing, shay'an, nothing, illa, except, من بعد أن يأذن, after Allah permits, to whomever he wills, and he's pleased with them. So the permission of Allah, the Allah being pleased with the person who's being interceded for, and of course the intercessor, the angels are agreed that they are valid as intercessors with Allah. They're valid because of their righteousness. So all three of them are there. Is that clear? Beautiful. أيرضى عن الشافع والمشفوع له لأنه حذف المعمول حذف المعمول يدل على العموم. Because meaning that includes that Allah is pleased إلا لمن يشاء ويرضى. And he is pleased, he did not mention who. He said when that is the case, that includes both, encompasses the one who is interceding and the one who is being interceded for. Because in the language, whenever the thing which is the almost like مفعول به in Arabic, what the verb is being done for, if it is not mentioned, then that indicates encompassment. For example, you say سبح اسم ربك الأعلى, glorify the name of your Lord the Most High. The word أعلى here is not, it doesn't say أعلى من something, higher than this, higher than that. You see, there's no comparison. So then you take the word in the ultimate meaning. Al-A'la meaning the most high, higher than anything. You see, if you say Ahmad is taller than Rabi', طيب, that indicates that because of the comparison, he's taller than Rabi', but maybe Muhammad is taller than Ahmad. When you say Ahmad is the tallest, خلاص, that concludes. This is similar in this sense. So because there's nothing, no comparison, that means in the ultimate meaning. طيب, إذا قال قائل ما فائدة الشفاعة إذا كان الله تعالى قد علم أن هذا المشفوع له ينجو. If a person was to say, what is the benefit of intercession if Allah knows that the one who's being interceded for is going to be saved? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Because obviously Allah knows the outcome of things. So if someone is gonna go to the fire, Allah came and interceded, some righteous person interceded for him, thus he was saved. They say, what's the benefit if Allah knew already that this person was going to be interceded for and he was going to be saved? So what's that for? Why doesn't it just happen right away?
Right.
Right. فالجواب أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يأذن بالشفاعة لمن يشفع من أجل أن يكرمه وينال المقام المحمود. The Shaykh said the reason why, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He be exalted, He allows for the intercession to whomever is interceding in order to honor Him, whether the intercessor or the one interceded for, and in order to receive a praiseworthy status such as that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That intercession of His, because Allah could have done it without the intercession, but Allah allowed this as means of honoring the intercessor and the one who's being interceded for. So this is one of the wisdom behind that. وقوله يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. He knows what is between their hands and what is behind them. We mentioned earlier in our translation or the interpretation of the meaning is that this could mean two things. Either what is intended, know what is between their hands, meaning what is coming in the future, and وما خلفهم, what is behind them, what was in the past. Or it could be looked at the other way around. What is between the hands, meaning what has already passed. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, what is behind them, meaning that which will come. Either way, the meaning is the same. Allah knows the past and the future of every one of the individuals, every one of His creation. يَعْلَمُ, what is ilm? The Shaykh said, الْعِلْمُ هُوَ إِدْرَاكُ الشَّيْءِ عَلَى مَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ إِدْرَاكًا جَازِمًا. Ilm, having knowledge, is knowing perceiving something according to its real condition in the ultimate sense. Knowing what the thing is about in the ultimate sense. This is knowledge. This is ilm. وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ الْمُسْتَقْبَلِ. Now the Shaykh explained it according to this one. Allah knows what is between the hands, meaning the future. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, and what is behind them, الْمَاضِي, the past. وكلمة ما من صيغ العموم, and ما يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. The word ما or the letter ما indicates encompassment, العموم, to encompass, you know, it's general. تشمل كل ماض وكل مستقبل. It includes every past and every future, not partially, where Allah knows some of the past and some of the future. ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم, meaning everything. The word ما indicates encompassment in the meaning. وتشمل أيضا ما كان فعله وما كان من أفعال الخلق. And it also includes the actions of Allah عز وجل and the actions of His creation. وقوله ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. And they do not encompass anything of His knowledge except by His will, except with whatever He wills. الضمير في يحيطون يعود على الخلق. The noun or the doer of the action that we're speaking about here in this sentence, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ, is the creation. The creation do not encompass the knowledge of Allah. الَّذِي دَلَّ عَلَيْهِمْ قَوْلُهُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. يعني لا يحيط من في السماوات والأرض بشيء من علم الله إلا بما شاء. Meaning everything in the heavens and everything upon the earth do not encompass anything of the knowledge of Allah except by His will. قوله من علمه يحتمل من علم ذاته وصفاته. Now, there's further interpretation of min ilmihi. They do not encompass anything of his knowledge. What is intended by that? He says, it could mean ilmihi min dhatihi wa sifatihi, meaning Allah himself and his attributes. Meaning they know nothing of Allah's names and attributes except what Allah allows them to know. For example, the Prophet ﷺ said in the famous dua that, O Allah, I am your slave, the son of your slave, the son of your slave woman. You know, your judgment in me is fair. And we maldi fiya hukmuka, your ruler. Anyway, the beginning is, don't worry about it. But the idea is, I ask you by every name that you have called yourself, or you have taught one of your creation, or you have revealed in your book, or you kept for yourself. An indication that Allah has more than 99 names that we don't know about. We know about 99, but there are more, because Prophet ﷺ said, أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك, or you kept it to yourself in the knowledge of the unseen with you. The Prophet ﷺ was asking Allah by all of these names to make the Quran the light of his chest, and you know, a means of the stress to be relieved and what have you. You know the dua, is famous dua. Nonetheless, this hadith is an indication, and this is something we need to correct our knowledge about, that Allah has more than 99 names and attributes. The ones that we know about are 99. So here, this is what could be the meaning. They do not encompass anything regarding Allah's names and attributes, regarding Allah himself and his attributes, except what he wills. He willed the 99 that he revealed to us. And the others, can we figure them out on our own? We have no means. No means whatsoever, unless Allah gives us that knowledge. That's one meaning. Is that clear? Inshallah.
يعني أننا لا نعلم شيئا عن الله وذاته وصفاته إلا بما شاء مما علمنا إياه.
Meaning we know nothing about Allah or His attributes unless He had taught us, unless what He wills from what He taught us.
ويحتمل, the other possibility of the interpretation here, أن علم هنا بمعنى معلوم يعني لا يحيطون بشيء من معلومه أي مما يعلمه.
The other meaning is that something that is known, they do not encompass anything of his knowledge, not himself عز وجل, his attributes, his knowledge, meaning they have nothing of Allah's knowledge, أي مما يعلمه, from what he teaches, إلا بما شاء, except what he wills, either about Allah himself and his attributes or about the knowledge of Allah. Does anyone know the knowledge of Allah? The vastness of the knowledge of Allah? Allah Azza wa Jalla has knowledge that is beyond us. Likewise, we will not know unless He had told us. Both meanings are possible in the interpretation.
وكلا المعنيين صحيح.
Both meanings are correct.
وقد نقول إن الثاني عام.
And we may say the second is more encompassing, which includes the first.
لأن معلومه يدخل فيه علم ذاته وعلمه بذاته وبصفاته
وبما سوى ذلك, because that includes Allah's knowledge of himself, his attributes and everything besides that. So then the second interpretation is more general and it encompasses the first interpretation as well, so this will be the safer side.
وقوله إلا بما شاء,
and the statement of Allah, except with what he wills, أي بما شاء مما علمهم إياه, meaning whatever he wills of teaching, whatever he wills to teach us, otherwise that's what is intended.
وَقَدْ عَلَّمَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَشْيَاءً كَثِيرَةً عَنْ أَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَعَنْ أَحْكَامِهِ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ وَأَحْكَامِهِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ.
And Allah, the Exalted, had taught us many things pertaining to His names and attributes and pertaining to His universal rules and legal rules, like the Shari'ah. The universal rules, like what you see from the, you know, the sun and the moon and the night and the day. You know, these are universal signs and rules that everything goes by dictated by a rule by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the shari'iyah, do this, don't do that, perform salah, don't lie, and things of this sort.
ولكن هذا الكثير هو بالنسبة لمعلومه قليل.
But this, a lot that we have learned, in comparison to Allah's knowledge, is little, is nothing.
كما قال الله تعالى ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا.
And Surah Al-Isra, verse 85, and they ask you about the ruh, say the ruh, the soul, say the soul is from the knowledge, from the command of my Lord, and you've been given of knowledge only a little. From knowledge you've only been given a small amount. So this is an indication that we don't know much. And some of us, you know, especially philosophers, they think they know a lot and they don't even know who Allah is. And that's as ignorant as you can be. And but you know, Allah musta'an. Yeah. Knowledge that will be used against them on the Day of Judgment. وَقَوْلِهِ أَوْ وَقَوْلُهُ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The his footstool or his chair, depending on which one we will use, encompasses the heavens and the earth, extends over the heavens and the earth. Now again, linguistically, kursi is chair. But legally, from what we understand how it is being used, if this is a good way to put it, yani legally it is the footstool. Footstool. We will see. Don't worry.
What is called in Arabic?
Kursi.
Arsh.
No. What arsh?
Arsh.
What? No arsh here. Throne is the arsh. Throne is arsh. Kursi is something different.
Something different.
Hey, don't get it twisted now. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi istawa. The Most Merciful rose above the throne. The kursi, we will see. You may panic if you're not used to the aqidah. If you don't understand the foundation we began with, you may freak out, but I don't want you to freak out. I'm going to take it easy on you because it's going to come. Nonetheless, I take you back to the asl, the foundation which we build this understanding of ours, of this deen, of the statements of Allah in the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, that laysa kamithlihi shay, there's nothing like Allah. There's nothing like Allah. So whether we're speaking of a throne, or we're speaking of a footstool, or we're speaking of Allah's hands, or Allah's eyes, or Allah's face, there's nothing like Allah. But you cannot turn around as the misguided people do and deny them. Because Allah mentioned them in the Quran. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ Are you going to change that? He told Iblis, وَمَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتَ بِيَدَيْ What prevented you from prostrating to what I have created with my two hands? Who's going to say no to Allah? You think Allah is going to give you false information in the Quran? Do you think that there will be a hidden meaning that only philosophers understand, as some of the Muslims claim? No. But don't make any movement with your hand. The sunnah is Yes. That the heart of the believers is between two fingers of the fingers of Allah. He turns him around however he wills. But as this, la tumathil, la tushabbih, don't resemble, don't think of a creation. Because whatever you're imagining is wrong. You don't know. Because Allah told you there's nothing like Him. And we mentioned in the very early stages of these durus, we gave some examples which will clarify. We said, Ya Akhi, and I will repeat it for those who are new. Just so we will understand what that means. Because this is sensitive, man. This is the whole book is because of this. That many Muslims have went to one of two extremes. Some said, you cannot say these things, Akhi, because you're making Allah like His creation. And the other extreme went to resembling Allah to His creation. So they said, Allah has hands like these hands, and a face like this face. So we say, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, don't go to extremes. We don't deny what Allah says in the Quran, because Allah said this Quran is means of guidance. He will not misguide us. Allah knows more about the language and about Himself than we do. Right? And the Prophet ﷺ knows more about Allah. He used these expressions. The Arabic language is known and the meanings are known. And then we have been taught by Allah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا The verses are many. There's nothing like Allah. What does that mean? They invent, let's say there's a new product called Chi-Chi-Choo-Choo. Ma'alish, bear with me. I'm the only one who has this Chi-Chi-Choo-Choo. طيب. Now, I come and tell you, hey, have you seen the Chi-Chi-Choo-Choo?
No.
You're going to say, what is that? Now this Chi-Chi-Choo-Choo is not a gadget, it's not an electronic device, it's not a car, it's not a chair, it's something that is totally new. There's absolutely nothing on this earth that me and you have seen that is similar to it in any way, shape or form. How would you understand what that thing is? You cannot. Even if I start giving you description. What will you do? Your mind will start to develop images based on my statements from scratch. And chances are, when you're done with the final image, it's going to be nothing like what I have. What are the chances of getting it accurately? None. Right? Because each one will have his own. I may say it's big. Maybe someone will think big, a mountain. Maybe someone will think big like a table. Right? It varies, even the word big. As simple as that. طيب. If it was the other way around, everybody knows the Nokia N95. Let's say they make N96. But you haven't seen it. So I come and tell you, did you see the Nokia N96? You say, no, what's up with it? What does it look like? I say, you know the N95? You say, yeah, I have one. I say, the screen is a little bigger. So what does your mind do? It will have an image of N95, and it will start building based on this image. Wider screen, more buttons, whatever it is. Because of the availability of the original image, you may have a closer conception of what this new phone is about because of a pre-existing image that your mind has. This is how it is. When there's nothing like Allah and you speak of face, so you can no longer think of a face of a human being, and you cannot think of a face of any creation, you see, because there's nothing like Allah. So what are you going to use as a foundation to build upon? Nothing. So do you go to the extreme and say Allah doesn't have a face because I think of human beings? Say the problem is with you. Why do you have to think of a face of a human being or a creation? Allah is the creator. He's different than his creation. Why do you insist on creating an image then turning around and denying it? Don't have an image. Allah said it in the Quran. You better believe, man. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. This Quran guides you to that which is more straight. That's as straight as it can be. There's no crookedness. There's لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. No doubt in this book. So you don't want to play around with the statements of Allah, as many of the Asha'ira do. They will interpret the verses. They say the two hands of Allah as the Qudra, the ability of Allah. So the ability of Allah is now only two. Who gave you the permission to give a meaning other than the apparent meaning? If that was something valid, guess what? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have taught us. He knows Allah. He would have said, "Pay attention, be careful, dear Muslims. When Allah speaks about His face, His hands, don't believe that. What is intended is that bounty. What is intended is ability." He didn't say anything. The Arabs at that time, who knew the language, understood what these words mean in the Arabic language. Wajh means face. But they had adab, they had respect, manners with Allah. They wouldn't dare to speak because of the majesty of Allah. They believed the way the apparent meaning was. We take the apparent meaning while basing it on the foundation. Laysa kamithli shay, there's nothing like Allah. Is that clear? So now when we mention the footstool, which according to the tafsir of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the place where Allah azza wa jal puts his feet. Don't be imagining anything. And if you do, I will remind you with my old example, right click, delete, and go then to the trash bin, the recycle bin on your PC, and then permanently delete it. Anyway, empty recycle bin, don't have any, because maybe your shaitan will tell you to
what's your delete directly?
طيب no problem. أيوة. Take out the whole file from your.
This is very difficult. I mean, in education you start developing.
Yeah, but then you say, you know, آمنت بالله, I believe in Allah, and you خلاص get busy with worship in Allah. Yeah, you don't. Of course, anyone who dwells upon any thought. Yes, will. That's why, you know, it's not the sunnah. You know, that's why the sunnah is that you don't sit there and think about these things. You know, because you're going to get your mind over-occupied, and you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to be able to establish anything valid. And if the Prophet ﷺ said about Jannah, that Allah says about Jannah, and وَمَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرَ عَدَّدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرَ. I have prepared for my righteous servants in Jannah what no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and never come across a human's mind. If this is Jannah, the creation of Allah, never come across a human's mind, then what are you going to say about Allah Azza wa Jal? So you will not ever be able to do that. That's why you believe and you look forward to meeting Allah on the Day of Judgment. If you go to Jannah, you will see Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, you will see Allah the same way you see the moon. The same way you see the moon. Do you see on a clear night? Do you see any trouble? Having any trouble looking at the moon? No. Likewise, you will see your Lord on the Day of Judgment. Then and only then. If Allah allows us to be among those, we will discover. For now, worship Him. Believe in His verses. Believe in His statements. Follow the opinion of the Ijma' of the Muslims. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Imam Shafi'i, all of the A'imma, all of the companions agreed about these things. Read their books of Aqidah, the Aqidah Tahawiyyah. These are authored by Madahib, the Imams of Madahib, Al-Hanafiyyah, Al-Shafi'iyyah. Nowadays people follow them in their fiqh and they leave alone their Aqidah. They leave alone their Aqidah. Imam Al-Zahabi authored a book called Al-Ulu, the transcendency, Allah's transcendency, Allah being above His creation. And he quoted all of the statements of the Salaf. The statements of Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, all of the A'imma. All of them, ya akhwan, agreed. Except for those who, you know, deviated. All of them agreed about these foundations. That we accept the apparent meanings. Huh? We do not distort them as the Jews and the Christians do. We do not explain them away. Avoid them, run away from them, given a meaning other than the apparent meaning. All while not resembling Allah to His creation. Because Allah taught us in Surah Al-Shura, verse 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like unto Him. Nothing like Allah. And Allah taught us, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is none co-equal to Him. All these are for what? For you to understand this foundation and build your deen upon it. طيب. Let us go to this. Usually, we will try to keep the questions, inshallah, till the end of the session, as to, you know, the thoughts not to disintegrate. Jazakallah khairan. Wasi'a bima'ana shamila. Wasi'a, it extends or encompasses, meaning to encompass. يعني أن كرسيه محيط بالسماوات والأرض وأكبر منها. Meaning Allah's footstool encompasses the heavens and the earth and is larger than them. Larger, because you cannot encompass something unless you are larger. Right or wrong? If for me to encompass this cup of water, I must be bigger than it. Otherwise, I'm going to be limited to one area. You follow me? وأكبر منها لأنه لولا أنه أكبر منها ما وسع. Had it not been bigger, it could not encompass the heavens and the earth. وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. Now look at that. Now this will increase your iman. بإذن الله. What we will come across right now will make you think twice next time you want to disobey Allah. والكرسي قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. Now listen here, so you will know who's making these statements, so you will know where you're getting your عقيدة from. Everybody knows ابن عباس رضي الله عنه عن أبي, the one whom the Prophet ﷺ said, اللهم فقهه في الدين وعلمه التأويل. Oh Allah, give him understanding of the deen and teach him the interpretation of the Quran. He made dua for him. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu used to take the tafsir of Ibn Abbas before he would take it from the senior scholars of the companions. And you know the hadith when he brought him with him to the gatherings of the old people. They said, why you keep bringing this young man over here? And he asked him about Surah Al-Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ فَتْحِ. He said, what do you say about this ayah, the surah? They said, this is an indication that, you know, when many Muslim people come into Islam, seek forgiveness of your Lord and glorify Him. He said, what do you say, Ibn Abbas? He said, this is an indication that the death of the Prophet ﷺ is coming. This was a notification of Prophet ﷺ that your death is coming, meaning your mission is over. Khalas, people starting entering into Islam, you are about to finish your life, so end your life with seeking forgiveness from Allah. Umar said, wallahi, I do not know of any interpretation except the one that he mentioned, of Ibn Abbas. To show you his status, and he's known. His statement is fasl, predominantly. His knowledge of the tafsir is unprecedented. There's nothing, no one like him. The companions used to seek knowledge from this brother right there. He was young. The Prophet ﷺ taught him from young age. So now Ibn Abbas is telling you, إِنَّهُ مَوْضِعُ قَدَمَيِّ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. It is the place where Allah's feet عَزَّ وَجَلْ are. That is the position of the kursi. That's what the kursi is for. So, وَلَيْسَ هُوَ الْعَرْشِ. It is not the throne. As misunderstood. بَلِ الْعَرْشِ أَكْبَرِ مِنَ الْكُرْسِي. Rather, the throne is bigger than the chair. وَقَدْ وَرَدَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. It has been narrated from the Prophet ﷺ. We have to further investigate the authenticity. أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَالْأَرْضِينَ السَّبْعِ بِدِسْبَ لِلْكُرْسِي كَحَلْقَ أُلْقِيَتْ فِي فَلَاتٍ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Listen to this now. the heaven, the seven heavens, and the seven earths, in comparison to the footstool, to the kursi, are equal to a ring that was thrown in a big spacious land. The whole heavens, seven earth in size. And just to go look, the people went to space, look how huge this universe is. Now we're talking about the universe, ikhwan, not just the galaxy that we're living in. Beyond that, all of them compared to the kursi is like a ring you throw in the desert. How small is that? Nothing in size, nothing. It goes more than that. وَأَنَّ فَضْلِ الْعَرْشِ عَلَى الْكُرْسِي كَفَضْلُ الْفَلَاةِ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْحَلَقَةِ. And furthermore, the throne in comparison to this footstool is also like the ring. That thing is like a ring in the desert. And وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And Allah is greater and bigger. So what is that then? What are we? Huh?
Nothing.
And how? يعني can you, يعني this, how much does Allah know about us? From knowledge, from seeing. How to, you cannot escape. Sometimes we think that if we close the door, يعني خلاص. Huh? The people will not see you. ونحن أقرب إليكم. Well, anyways, that interpretation of the verse, and we are closer to you than your jugular vein. Many of the mufassirin are of the opinion that this is pertaining to the angels, because the verse next to it says, "إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد." Because the context speaks about the angels, so this one cannot really be used for this. But most of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah are of the opinion that, because some of those who have a misunderstanding about Aqidah use this verse to prove that Allah is everywhere, and this is something that we totally disagree with. So either way, that we will come to this verse, by the way, it's all in this book, bi-ithnillah azza wa jalla. The idea is, now you understand the greatness of Allah jalla jalaluh, that you know, we need to be mindful of that. Now if you are mindful of that, imagine if your mind was always like that, how righteous would you be? If all the time you were mindful of Allah observing you, watching you, seeing you, where would you be at the time of Salah? Smoking a cigarette outside? Impossible, man. You cannot. You will not be able to do so, because there's something that is reminding you that, listen man, you're nothing. You're tiny, and Allah is that great. So because if the heaven, the heavens and the earth compared to the footstool is like a ring in a desert, then the footstool compared to the throne is like a ring in a desert, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is greater than that. What is the throne compared to Allah? Nothing. All of it is the creation of Allah. Wallahu Akbar. So then, you know, you remember some stuff, and maybe it will make us, you know, more mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps we will be more shy next time we want to disobey. And that includes every kind of sin, without giving any more examples. طيب. وَهَذَا يَدُلْ عَلَىٰ عِظَمِ هَذِهِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. This is an indication about the greatness of the creation. No, even the creation is great in size. وَعَظَمِ الْمَخْلُوقِ يَدُلْ عَلَىٰ عِظَمِ الْخَالِقِ. And the greatness of the creation indicates the greatness of the Creator. If the design is so specific and particular and amazing, then what about the Creator? So obviously something natural, design and designer, you know, that's an indication of the greatness of the designer. طيب قوله ولا يؤوده حفظهما يعني لا يثقله ويكثره حفظ السماوات والأرض. And it does not tire Allah. It is not a tiring mission to maintain them. It doesn't require effort. It's effortless, as they say, to maintain the heavens and the earth. Because if you were think of the creation, if you, one of us, had the responsibility of carrying this chair, just this chair, you would be tired, man. You'd be tired after a little bit, and let alone something bigger than that. So when you think about the heavens and the earth and Allah maintaining them, we're not saying Allah's carrying them, we're just saying, I'll give you an example to bring the idea closer. Allah maintains them. One may say this is a large creation. So maybe it requires, you know, Allah's, but Allah says, لا يؤوده حفظهما. There's no trouble in that whatsoever. هذه من صفة المنفية. And this is to a negative, we said this is a negative attribute. Not a negative in the sense, it's negating, not negative, negating. لا يؤوده. It does not trouble him, meaning it's easy. The opposite is understood. وصفة الثبوتية التي يدل عليها هذا النفي هي كمال القدرة والعلم والقوة والرحمة. And the attribute that it confirms, the negation, we said every time there's a negation of something, it automatically confirms perfection. So when the maintenance of the heavens and earth does not tire Allah Jalla Jalaluh, that indicates that Allah's quality of perfection in knowledge, in ability, in strength, and in mercy. You understand that from the negation. When we said, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم, no drowsiness overtakes him, no sleep, meaning his life is the ultimate. His maintenance, his maintaining his creation is in the ultimate sense because there's no deficiency. So the negating the deficiency indicates perfection. Right? If you say he's not weak, meaning he's strong. Negating the deficiency indicates perfection. Well, we will pause at this particular moment just in case there's a couple of questions so we can entertain them inshallah, because the salah time is approaching. The next Saturday, huh? It will be Hajj already?
Yes.
Today is the first of the Hijjah. But regardless, many of those who go to Hajj, they go from Friday, right?
Yes.
Yes, so no. Alhamdulillah, salatu salamu ala Rasulillah, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, shahadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.